USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to visit multiple countries on a trip that begins Thursday with the United Nations Climate Conference. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the president feels confident leaving the United States days after the election.
He feels very good about where things stand, and he feels like he is going out on this trip with the wind very much at his back. And that gives him an excellent opportunity both to deal with competitors from a strong position and to rally allies.
The CDC is continuing to track a listeria outbreak.
A listeria outbreak that's led to one death and more than a dozen hospitalizations is being investigated by the CDC. It was announced yesterday that 16 cases had been confirmed over six states. The CDC says the actual number of infected people is likely higher because people can recover from the sickness without needing outside medical care. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Florida is dealing with the remnants of a hurricane, while North Dakota is being buried in snow thanks to a blizzard. The National Weather Service expects cities including Bismarck to see up to a foot and a half of snow through tonight. Wind gusts could reach up to 40 miles per hour in some spots. The storm has already caused a multiple vehicle crash on Interstate 94, which has led to numerous injuries. More than 100,000 Russian troops are dead or wounded since the beginning of the country's invasion of Ukraine. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley said those numbers are about the same for Ukrainian troops. About 40,000 civilians have also been killed or wounded. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Control of Congress still hangs in the balance as several House and Senate seats remain too close to call. Votes are still being counted in two high-profile Senate races.
With roughly 100,000 votes not counted in Nevada, 900,000 ballots in Arizona in need of tabulation, Republican Stephen Richer, the Maricopa County Recorder, explains the delay of the midterm results.
Once they go through signature verification, once they are deemed good signature, once they go through an audit queue, then they can be sent ahead to the board for tabulation. This number is immense, but it does inhibit us from having a higher percentage of returns available within the first 24, 48 hours. But it is important that we do signature verify all of those because it is how we confirm your identity.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is suing the Washington Commanders over what he calls a toxic workplace. AG Carl Racine says owner Dan Snyder lied for years about knowledge of a toxic work environment.
Sexual misconduct, harassment, and misogyny ran rampant.
Racine claims Snyder was at the heart of the problem, allowing for women to be treated in a demeaning manner by himself and several team executives. Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Carolina Panthers hosting the Atlanta Falcons. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.